Good. Olena?
I'm here.
I thought you were. John Tatum?
I'm here.
Good. And I am here. Well, we certainly have a quorum. Would anyone care to inquire as to these absences?
Does anybody know about Jose Gutierrez's status, Lawrence? Lawrence, do you know anything about Jose Gutierrez's current status?
Yeah, see, he called me today, and he's calling from the doctor's office, and was going to talk to his doctor about changing the date of his treatment. So that's where it's at right now, Alex.
Okay.
And sorry. Beth cannot get in because there's a missing number. After the first three numbers, it's normally four numbers, and there's only three.
Well, this is a new account. This is we're now using an official Pacifica account, not my private account anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Maybe
I'll tell her.
Yeah, could be different. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, so we have an excused absence for Jose Gutierrez. I haven't heard of anybody else requesting an excused absence. Can we have a motion to excuse Jose Gutierrez?
So moved, Chair Lawrence.
Okay. Can we have a second?
This is Heather. I'll second. Yeah. Okay. Got a couple.
Any objections? Okay. So Mr. Gutierrez is excused.
This is Beth von Gunten present now, reporting.
Oh, you made it, Beth. Good. Great.
So, okay. All right, Beth, just keep throwing me the breath.
Okay.
We are still missing Dwayne and James, if anybody knows their whereabouts or what's happening.
Hopefully they'll get on soon. Does anybody want to volunteer to contact Dwayne and James?
I'll contact them. This is Chris.
I'm dialing Dwayne now. Maybe Chrissy can do James.
I'll take care of James. Yeah.
Okay. I also tried to call James. I couldn't. This is Heather. I couldn't reach him. But anyway, okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll get on soon. Okay. So next item is timekeepers, and do we have a volunteer for the topics part of timekeeping?
This is Lawrence. I volunteer. No one else wants to do the job. It's a clean job, guys.
It's a nice job, yes. Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Does somebody want to be the timekeeper for people?
Alex, this is Heather. I'll do it.
Great. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long for the speakers, for people speaking?
90 seconds.
90 seconds, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's standard. Sometimes if we want longer, we say, you know, we agree that it could be longer or even shorter, but standard is 90. Okay. Okay. So now we have to get to the agenda. We have a draft agenda, and let me just read the highlights from the draft agenda. Approval is 10 minutes. Next item is approval of minutes. That's a 5-minute item. Next item is a Pacifica-wide commemoration of Bob Fass. I will be making an announcement and presenting a motion in relation to that. That's a 10-minute item. Then there's an item on a report on the proceedings of the KPFK LSB in relation to the bylaws referendum. That's a 10-minute item. That's followed by a report from the IED, Lydia Brazon. That's a 10-minute item. Followed by a report from our ICFO, Anita Sims. That's another 10-minute item. That's followed by committee reports of various committees for a total of 35 minutes. And then we have a 10-minute item for unfinished business. I don't I don't think there is any, but maybe there's something I'm not aware of. And there's a 10-minute item for new business, and then we adjourn, and there will be a separate closed session after we adjourn the open session. So can I have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved, Chris Corey.
Okay, can we have a second?
Second, James.
Okay, does anybody want to propose any amendments or anything for the draft agenda? Okay, if there are none, is there any objection then to the draft agenda? Okay, then the draft agenda is approved. So the next item is approval of minutes from April 15th and April 22nd. And there's also a report out that we have to do. Let's just do the minutes first. Okay, are there any corrections being offered to the minutes for April 15th or April 22nd? Okay, hearing none, the minutes for the 15th and 22nd open sessions are approved. And the report, we have a report out from the closed session of April 29th, and I will just read it.
Dwayne Lark is on the line. I'd like to be Mark present.
Welcome, Dwayne. Okay, this is the report out. The PNB met in closed session to approve the engagement letter from Rogers and Company to produce the 2020 audits. That's the report out. Okay, the next item is a Pacifica White commemoration for Bob Fass, and let me read it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you give me the times on the agenda items, please?
Yeah, this one is what is it? Let me go find it again. It's a 10-minute item. Okay, so let me read this. On April 24th, 2021, Bob Fass, a producer at WBIR in New York for over 60 years, passed away. Among the historic achievements of this pioneer in the broadcast industry was the invention of freeform radio. But that is hardly all. Bob Fass, like few others, channeled the spirit of the 60s cultural and social revolutions. He was at the center stage of many epical events of that era, from the massive demonstrations against the war in Vietnam to the trial of the Chicago Seven. He single-handedly organized a spontaneous outpouring of thousands of people to come to Grand Central Station and to Kennedy Airport to make a political and cultural statement. And he did it with the only tool he had, WBAI Radio's microphone. He was the first to present to the world the great bard of our time, Bob Dylan. But he also provided a space for countless struggling artists and musicians who were completely unknown to the public. Among the musicians he featured when they were just starting out were Richie Havens, Joni Mitchell, Muddy Waters, Frank Zappa, and Ramblin' Jack Elliott. He also gave time to Arlo Guthrie, famous for Alice's Restaurant, and the poets Allen Ginsberg and Gregory Corso. It was through the exposure to Bob's late night audience that Jerry Jeff Walker's song, Mr. Bojangles, became world famous. But perhaps most important of all, Bob provided a voice to the multitude of otherwise anonymous working people, what he called the cabal of late night listeners. Unlike many others from his generation, Bob never compromised his principles. He was never seduced by the lure of career and fame that ensnared so many others. Were we living in a fair and just society, many more people would have heard of Bob Fass than of the dozens of parasitical billionaires whom the mass media finds so fascinating. The Pacifica National Board wishes to express its condolences to Lenny Toff, Bob Fass's wife for many years, and other members of their family, as well as to the extended family of Bob's listeners. WBAI has been broadcasting tributes to Bob Fest since his passing on April 24th. Pacifica will also commemorate the life and work of the late, great Bob Fest by holding a series of special broadcasts to be made available to all the Pacifica stations and the affiliates in the coming months. Bob Fest Presente. That's the motion.
Okay, this is Lawrence.
Can I get a second?
Yeah, this is Lawrence. I'd be honored to second that. I grew up listening to Bob Fest at WBAI when I was in Brooklyn. And he was a virtual education, walking education. And so I'm honored to second him. I will yield to somebody from WBAI if they wish to do so.
Well, let me just say a few more things. I just got off the phone a few minutes ago with Bob Fest's wife, Linny, and she told me some stories I wasn't aware of. I didn't have time to put them in this motion. But among other things, Bob also organized rallies against police brutality in support of squatters on the Lower East Side. He was also the engineer of Malcolm X, which I didn't know. And another rather humorous story is he was the engineer of a woman who's very well known on the right, Ayn Rand. And apparently, he asked her how she pronounces her name, and she said, Ayn as in, Ayn as in swine. That's it. So, I don't know, just thought I'd throw that in. Anyway, does anybody else have any, want to say something? Ralph, you want to say anything?
No, I don't. I let that.
Okay. Sean? You knew Bob fairly well.
No, it's okay. What happened? I was trying to speak in and I moved it wrong, but it's okay. I'll get to you.
I have nothing to say at this time.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay, so
Chair,
I think
Chair, I have one last thing to say.
Sure.
I think for my colleagues from WBAI who have nothing to say, that says a lot. That says a whole lot. So I understand.
Well, yeah, it hurts. It still hurts. I knew Bob personally, and it's I'm still feeling very emotional over this myself. Okay, do we have, can we, is there any objections to this motion? Okay, then the motion passes by acclamation. Thank you, everybody. Next item on the agenda. A report on the, from the KPFK LSB on their vote on the bylaws referendum. Who will be making that report?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to yield to Beth Van Gulter.
Yeah. Beth?
It would have been nice to have noticed that I was going to be called on to do this. Let me turn to my notes from that meeting. We did vote. We had a round of comments first. Everybody had the chance to weigh in. The motion failed. It didn't have enough support from KPFK LSB to carry. Lawrence, can you remind me, was that 14 to 7? Is that the...
Yeah, it was 14 to 7, yeah. And I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, Beth, but I'll say something.
That's okay. That's okay. Yes, we had three people missing. from the New Day side. I don't know. Are there questions about it? I know we've had one other report from WBAI. Have we had other stations vote yet, or are we just a second?
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. I think what was pretty revealing was the amount of public comment that was taken and the posturing, the filibustering that was engaged in by those who were supporters of the referendum. And the public comment was very lopsided against the referendum. And I yield to Mr. Osborne, who voted yes, if he wants to say anything. Thank you.
Okay. Nobody's obligated to say anything if they don't want to. So I'm just, the floor is open to whoever wants to say something.
No, I thank Mr. Reyes for yielding, and I agree with, Beth's recitation, I didn't share Mr. Reyes's perception that it was lopsided, but in any event, that doesn't, you know, when you consider the amount of listeners and the very few people who are able to call in, and then the limited amount of time we have to hear from them, it's not really, conducive to getting a feel for how the majority of listeners feel about it. But, you know, that's not unusual, and that's the way it went.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Anybody else? Okay. If not, we can, are there any reports from any other local station boards on the bylaws referendum that I'm not aware of? Okay. Then let's move on to the next item. Thank you for that report.
Alex, this is Chris Corey.
Oh, Chris?
Have you recognized?
Sure.
I thought there was one other station that had a vote other than BAI and KPFK. Am I mistaken in that?
I believe WPFW did have a vote, and they made a brief announcement about it at our last meeting.
Okay, so KPFK was actually third. Is that correct?
I guess so.
Yeah. So that's 3 out of 5, and all of them voted down. Is that correct?
As far as I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Ron.
Yes, the LSBs have to meet, what is that called? Have a delegates assembly to officially vote, on, such a measure. The LSB of WPFW, voted its intentions, but we have not voted as a delegate assembly yet.
Ah, okay. So that will be happening sometime in, May?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Sean.
Sean?
I have the same correction to make regarding BAI. Our vote as a delegates assembly will take place this coming Wednesday.
You're right. Let me correct that. The report from WBAI was about a motion WBAI made against the New Day bylaws referendum, but it was not, it was more like a motion urging people to vote against it. It was not actually a vote on the referendum itself. So you are correct, Sean, and I stand corrected.
So that means at this point, KPFK is the only LSB to vote on the referendum itself.
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Okay. Anybody else? I think we probably are just about out of time on this item anyway. Okay, let's go on then to the next item. Is Lydia on the call yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Lydia, do you have a report for the open session?
Not really, nothing new that I can think of.
Okay.
Because you guys are covering the, and I apologize for being late. There's a document I have to, Pacifica document I have to sign. You have already, you're about to cover the audit, is that it?
We will have an update about the audit, next item.
Yeah, okay, because that's the only thing that's, of course, took up all of our time in recent weeks, so that's it.
Okay, thank you, Lydia. So let's go on then to the next item, and that's the a report on the audit from our interim chief financial officer, Anita Sims.
What's the time allotted to that, Chair, please?
It's ten minutes. Is Eileen Rosen on the call?
No, but I could call her to get on.
Can you do that?
Sure.
I think I neglected to do that.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Yes, Sandra.
I had an email communication with Eileen yesterday just to give her a heads up that we would be wanting a report from audit, and she felt that it was not necessary for her to be on the call, that anything that needed to be reported could be reported by Anita, and that our next meeting is going to be on the 17th of May. And it is at that time that we hope to have the management letter completed by Jorge, and then there will be something for everybody to discuss and whatnot. So,
okay. Well, thank
you. I don't think Eileen is planning to be on the call tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for clarifying that for us. So, Anita.
And thank you. And that's really what I was going to say. We've not had received a copy of the management letter yet, but I expect to get it and for him, Jorge, to report to the board. So, and that is my understanding of the process. But I will comment, if I may. Staff is working on March financials. We're a little behind, as you can imagine, but we also are half started on 2020. George and the team that are working with them are diligently working with that. They've reached out to business managers for some of the things that we're still missing, but other than that, it's going smooth. And our internal date is mid-June, so we don't want to wait till the last day in June to complete the 2020 audit. But be happy to answer any questions, but I also did not have a report for the audit, other than to report that it was filed on a timely basis for April.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions?
Chair, I just want to confirm what Ms. Berlein reported about Eileen. I called Eileen and she has nothing to report.
Okay.
Everything she said at the last meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for our CFO? Okay, then if not, we'll go on to the next item. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is a report from the audit committee, and we've just learned that we'll get a report next time. So let's go on to a report from the coordinating committee. Chris?
Yeah, so the coordinating committee actually managed to meet last night. Thank you very much for those who participated. And we drafted tonight's agenda. It was a fairly straightforward process. There were no, there's no wild and woolly things going on in Pacifica right now that needed to be added to the agenda. and I thought it was pretty orderly and comatous. And I would say that the work of that committee is moving forward in an orderly way. I think the later time worked better for everybody, so I'm going to schedule it for that same time for the next coordinating committee meeting, which will take place in 4 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Does anybody have any questions for Chris? Okay, then let's go on to the next report, and that's from the Finance Committee. James?
Yeah, we have a report, which is a request first to say that the PRA budget, the Pacifica Radio Archives budget, was passed without objection by the National Finance Committee at its last meeting. And we have a motion for the board to pass that. The budget was distributed with the agenda for tonight's meeting. And I am not in front of my computer, so I'm going to ask the Secretary, Polina, if she could read the motion to approve the PRA budget.
Yes, surely. It's very straightforward. It just says, actually, I'm not so sure. We've done it in more than one way. Basically, right now it reads the National Finance Committee recommends that the PNB approve the PRA budget as presented. That's the motion from the committee. And I apologize, James, I promised that I would look up the way the language was worded prior, but maybe somebody else can help me. It's just a matter of accepting that the PNB accept the PRA budget. Now, James, did you want me to read anything specific from the minutes that are appended?
No, Pauline, I appreciate that. And I think we just need to turn it into a positive statement to say that the Pacifica National Board approves the draft budget submitted without objection by the National Finance Committee.
Perfect.
Okay, so we have a motion. Does anybody?
Thomas to the stat.
Thomas, go ahead.
I'd just like to know when this budget was sent today, James. You said it was sent out.
It was sent with the agenda today. It was also sent to everyone when we considered it and passed it at the National Finance Committee. About a month ago, it was sent to the Pacifica National Board and to the officers, executive director, the ICFO, et cetera.
Jim, there's no separate attachment for the budget with the agendas that was sent out today.
Mr. Chair, this is Polina.
Yeah.
If you look in the agenda, the open agenda, and scroll down to the appendix.
Mm-hmm.
After the appendix that contains, it's appendix B. You can find the link to the minutes from the Finance Committee there. No? You see it?
You can Google Docs. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. To save.
Okay. Things. I see. Okay. So that's the story. It's a link in Google Docs in the open session agenda. Appendix B.
Where it says find the full minutes? Is that it?
Here. Yeah. See where it says here? That's a link.
Yeah. All right.
Chris Corey to the stack.
Chris?
Yes. I just wanted the opportunity to quickly comment on the PRA budget. For those of you who haven't seen a budget from PRA before, PRA's a relatively small budget, and it's because it comes through central services funds, it relies, or not exactly central services funds, but the PRA funds that are given by each individual station, it relies heavily on contributions from individual stations on a monthly basis. But having said that, the PRA budget is also one of the more orderly, organized, and generally speaking, gainful budgets that is presented to the NFC. They've always presented a balanced budget, and we've never had any issues with the PRA. Just for those of you who aren't aware of the finances of that particular division. Thank you.
I have a question. How many more budgets are there left to approve?
Do you want to answer that? Sorry, James. Go ahead.
Well, let's ask, who are you addressing your question to, Alex?
Whoever wants to answer.
I can answer it.
Finance committee.
I'll make a comment too about who has budgets and how that works. We officially have 7 units of Pacifica, the 5 stations, the national office, the Pacifica Affiliates Network, and the Pacifica Radio Archives. Pacifica Radio Archives is not officially a unit of Pacifica. But we do have a separate budget for it. So we have 8 budgeted entities in Pacifica, and this will be our 5th approval if we do that tonight. So it'll be 5 out of 8. We still have Texas, KPFT. We have LA, KPFK, and the national office to consider. And those are all closely related due to the situation at KPFK at the moment, where they're having some financial difficulty, and they used to provide a very large part of our national office budget through their large central services payment. And so we will be revisiting the central services payment in the future, and we'll be dealing with the KPFT budget at our next meeting.
Okay.
5 out of 8 after tonight.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. So are there any objections to the motion to approve the PRA budget for 2021? Okay. The motion is approved, and that PRA budget for 2021 is approved. So next item on the agenda are, governance committee report.
Thank you, Chair. This is Lawrence Reyes. I was elected as permanent chair of the PNB governance committee. The secretary is Nancy Sabah Naratomi from KPFT. So we have submitted one motion, and it's a motion to correct a minor mistake that I made when I submitted the Articles of Incorporation Amendment timeline. I mentioned that the last day for members to vote was 9/14/21, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, and the actual last day to vote is 10/15/21. 11:59 Eastern Time. So that was an inadvertent miscalculation on my part. And we're submitting this motion for the board's approval to correct that minor mistake so Renee Pina-Losa, the National Ledger Supervisor, could correct it on the website. Thank you.
I have a question in relation to that.
Go ahead.
Is this still intended to coincide with the delegates' election ballots?
That's my understanding, Chair. Yeah.
Okay, but because I was under the impression that the delegates' ballots were all due by September, not October. So has that delegates' election timeline changed?
No, that timeline was also while Renee Pina-Losa told me that the real timeline is the one. The correction that we're submitting in regards to the previous miscalculation that I made. So the timeline for final voting is 10/15/21, 11:59 Eastern Standard Time, PM.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody have any questions or discussion about this? Okay, if not, is there any objection to this amendment to the timeline that was submitted? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I just need to add Paulina and Mary Ann to submit that to Renee Pinonosa. I mean, I could submit it, but it'll be better coming from the our officer secretary, Paulina.
Yeah, yeah. We should make sure this is done, you know, properly, and you know, the paperwork is handled properly. And there's no questions of, you know.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So that's the report from the governance committee. Next is the strategic planning committee report. I don't have too much to report from the strategic planning committee other than that. We met and we are continuing to explore alternative revenue sources. We have made some progress in our exploratory stage. We're at this point, we're investing a bit of time in the work group that's working on the possibility of revenue through the creation of NFTs, which is an acronym for non-fungible tokens. And this is kind of like a brand new market that a lot of artists and photographers and people who have original content are beginning to take advantage of. And since Pacifica has lots of original content, primarily audio, of course, we thought this is worth looking at. And we're still in the exploratory stage, but we're getting closer to floating a trial to see how this could work. The other area that we've been exploring that we've made some progress in was in the generating extra revenue by taking advantage of funding that's available for emergency preparedness. Beth has done the most work, probably the only work in this area. Maybe Beth would like to say something about that.
Just briefly, I've begun by contacting all general managers from the various stations to ask what the current state of their emergency planning is. I asked for a copy of their current plan, and I'm still waiting to hear back from pretty much all of them, and I'll be following up on that with phone calls between now and the next strategic planning meeting, which I think is next Monday. Is that right, Alex?
I don't think next Monday. It might be the Monday after that. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. Yeah.
It's a Monday. I've got it down to a Monday. Okay. And actually, if it's not for another week, that gives me further time to check in with each of these general managers just to take a baseline as a start where we are and what we need and get their take on it.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, so to sum up, that's where we are right now with the Strategic Planning Committee. We're exploring some details of some possibilities for generating alternative revenue streams. And these are not the only ones we're exploring, but these two are the ones that I think we've been concentrating on the most in the last two or three months. Okay. Next is a report from the Development Task Force. It says Teresa Allen. Is she on the call by any means?
Hi, Mr. Chair. This is Sandra.
Yeah.
I did communicate with Teresa to see if she wanted to be on this call this evening. She texted back and said the following. We are asking members to post, share, and make more positive comments on KPFT Facebook page. Some are doing fundraising solicitations on Facebook, that they're trying again to get the main phone number fixed because no one can call us. Looking to see if there is an organization to tap into to assist her people in putting KPFT in their wills, personal conversations, soliciting legacy gifts, plants a seed, especially for members with no children to bequeath their money to, and has led to donations on the spot. Checking Pacifica websites to model statement to put on each page, asking people to put Pacifica and KPFT in their wills. That's pretty much all she had to say.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, so then we'll go into the last report is from the COVID-19 Task Force. Paulina?
Yes, we really don't have much to report at this time. We had scheduled a meeting that was not well attended. We did not at least reach critical mass at the time, so more to come. But in the meantime, the task force is the body that allowed for the formation of the production of the national show, which continues to produce on a weekly basis, and we thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you, Paulina. Okay, so the next, that's the end of committee reports. The next item is unfinished business. I'm not aware of any unfinished business. Does anybody know of any? Now is the time to pipe up if you do. Okay. Then, new business. I don't see any, nothing was introduced under new business. So I'm assuming there is no new business. If somebody thinks differently, please say so. Okay, then we then are in time to adjourn. And we can resume in closed session in 5 minutes.